All right, next is Maine and Maryland. Marlene, excuse me. Marlene is representing Maine. Marlene, come join us. Do we not have her? Do we? Oh, here she comes. Representing Maine. How you doing?
Hi.
Oh, you're going to be three of you.
Well, just two of them.
Two of them, sorry. I've been up here so long, I'm now seeing three of them. Is anyone else seeing three of them? There's going to be three of us all together,
though. Yeah.
So, tell me your name.
John. I'm her husband.
You're married?
Yes.
All right. Yeah. All right.
Quite a few years.
How many years?
38.
Congratulations. Yep. Congratulations. All right. And if you need to look behind you, where it's a little bigger, that's a little small down there to see. But we're going to start with your rental sticks not maintained for 22 months.
No, because they had to be sent back to be reprogrammed for the primaries.
Hmm. So what does that mean to the average layperson? What does that mean?
The Secretary of State recalled all of the rental sticks and wiped them out and put on new stuff. Hmm.
You want to add to that?
No, it just seems like it's a story that many states are telling, that they didn't protect the evidence that would have been very valuable.
Hmm. All right, let's go to the next one. Why Maine people are not allowed a forensic audit?
Well, to be honest with you, what happened was a group in the state of Maine called We the People of Maine did affidavits requesting an audit and going into the Secretary of State and giving out these affidavits to the governor as well. And the legislators were not very happy about it. And they gave them, I think it was around 15,000 affidavits that they presented to them. And they said no. Matter of fact, they've actually passed some legislation since then not to allow an audit.
Really?
Yeah.
Not to allow an audit?
Not to allow an audit.
Your state legislature passed a bill not to allow...
Unless 80% of all legislators agreed to it.
Yeah. Well, I guess if the people are winning based on problems, why would they want to audit
exactly.
The problem that got them into office?
Yeah, exactly.
That's the fox guarding the hen house.
Yeah.
All right, how about this one? How does Maine have towns that voted over 100% and many more towns with over 100% registered voters?
Well, John and I, we're following We the People of Maine, and so we decided to take the towns in our county, because there's 16 counties in Maine, and compare the 2020 census eligible voters to the total ballot count from the Secretary of State's approved numbers. We ended up getting frustrated because there were, I think, two towns that voted over 100%, and many towns had over 100% registered voters. And one of the towns voted 146%.
146%?
Yeah.
And
the other
nobody raises red flags over that?
No. So we ended up doing the whole state. And I tried sharing them with our election integrity person for the state of Maine, with the RNC. And she said, there's no voter fraud in Maine.
Really?
And then I tried to share them with the GOP person, that's the head person in Maine, and claims to be. And he said, well, I'll give you there's a little bit of fraud, but not enough to overturn the election.
102.3% of available population registered to vote, they said.
Say that one more time.
102.3% of available population registered to vote. Now, if you check your 2020 census, the state of Maine is a small state. We do not have a great population, and we have not had a great increase. But in 11 years before, from basically 2010 all the way up to, let me get the right dates there for us. Let me get it right here. Okay, from 2008 to 2019, we only had 78,000 people register new registrations to vote. But in the last 4 months of 2020, November, 71,846 registered in that four-month period. 11 years before that, you only had 78,000. So the voter rolls are completely messed up.
Mm-hmm. Let's go to this last box. Why did Mark Zuckerberg spend so much money in Maine just before the 2020 election?
Well, he was in the hospital having a procedure, and I was sitting in the waiting room, and it was just before the election. And this woman spoke to me, and she said, "Oh, are you ready to vote for Biden?" I just laughed. I said, "Wait, save your breath. I will never vote for him." And of course, then she started with other things. And she said, "Well, I did my part in the election." And I said, "What do you mean?" And she said, "I went into all the nursing homes down in Portland, which is a huge area, the biggest part of Maine." And she said, "I went into all the group homes, and everyone had the right to vote."
Wow. So they're going to the nursing home voting for people,
yeah.
Which is what we also saw in Wisconsin, where
yes.
People were saying,
"Very
my parent doesn't know me, doesn't recognize me, but somehow you got people going in there, thanks to the Wisconsin Election Commission, saying they can vote." You were seeing the same thing.
Well, and I asked her, "How could you get in? Wow. People can't go see there," because we had a lockdown. Oh,
with the lockdown, yeah.
Yeah.
And she said, "Well, people have the right to vote." And I said, "Cognitive people have the right to vote."
Cognitive people have the right to vote, yeah.
And when she told me the group homes, I was a special ed director, so I knew these group homes. And they function around, I want to say, 3 to 5 year old level.
Wow. Join me in thanking Marlene and
Joe.